It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. And we have a very, very special guest joining us. It is Brian Chad Starks. Dr. Starks, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Mike. I'm excited.
Absolutely. As are we. So when Juwanza reached out and said, hey, I've got a guest for you. We would love to have this gentleman on your show. I immediately jumped at the chance, and we're looking forward to talking with you. So what is it that you do? Tell us that, and let's go and delve into that.
I challenge people to think differently about some of the same conversations we've been having for centuries.
Okay. And
what are you?
Wait, whoa, sorry, Rob.
I'm not even on.
You are
what are you a doctor of?
Oh, good question. My PhD is in criminology.
Okay.
Yep.
You realize how good you've got it, right?
Like, what do you mean?
Since you're actually a doctor, any appointment that you have is a doctor's appointment. So you can literally get out of anything.
Nice.
Anytime.
I never utilized it that way, but yeah,
I'm
you're
just
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob.
I think of stuff.
Dr. Starks, I'm looking on your website, and businesses and organizations can bring you in as a consultant, and for coaching, and for just really team building and challenging the learning environment that changes lives. Tell us what types of things have you been doing specifically, and what are some of the biggest challenges that we're facing right now?
Historically, for the last 25 years, I've been working on a framework that I created around four social justice concepts. And this framework was created from both lived experiences as well as academic / professional experiences. So my approach is to get us to understand the value of both as education, and they contribute to how we see the world. So a great deal of what I do is asking us to slow up before we start to go outside to address some of these issues, from racism, classism, sexism, poverty, discrimination, bias. As a social scientist, I was trained, but also personally trained to respect the space that you occupy. So how do we get down to the root causes first? And I think our hearts can overcompensate for the respect that the issues deserve. And we feel that we should be doing something different, even though we may not understand the why and how to create a strategic plan to address it. So I have been able to take this framework into a number of different confirmed bias spaces, is how I would frame it. I've worked in the healthcare field with my framework. I've worked in the STEM world, specifically working with NASA space grant. I've been in the criminal justice field, of course, as a trained criminologist. I've been in the finance world. The thing that I have grown to understand, again, with that intersection of both of those educational pieces, is that if we wait to get to a job to think about these issues, it's too late. We're trying to understand how to live in a much more harmonious space with different perspectives, because people are different, to create a much more holistic environment. So that's what I've been doing in a lot of different places. Currently, contemporarily, the socio-political culture that we're facing now, I think, and I'm pretty sure we'll get to it, it extends past my academic accolades. I think that we have done a great deal of research, and the scholars before us have done a great job of explaining how these issues are continuously utilized to divide us. But my journey has elevated a little more right now in understanding that we need some different spiritual and soulful approaches for some of the work that I think needs to be done. So,
one of the takeaways that we saw from an earlier segment that we did, and it was, the question was, what's a subtle sign that someone is very intelligent?
Yeah.
And one of the takeaways that we saw is when you can understand someone's opposing view without having to agree with it or get angry over it, or when they can hold two opposing ideas in their head at the same time. I think that's a very good point, really understanding the nuances of something enough to be able to debate either side of it, but to understand from someone else's perspective things. And now, when you do a workshop or you go into a different environment, are those some of the things that you do?
Here's the thing, Mike. That's definitely a part of what I do. But I do it a little differently. To me, it's not an anomaly. And I do not want to frame this in a way where it's insulting. But the way I have learned to navigate life's complexities, how do you do it without doing that all the time?
Yeah.
And understanding that my identity in itself has nothing to do with being here in the environment of Lynchburg, Virginia on the Mike Show. Does it? I have to respect Lynchburg, Virginia, understanding where I'm coming and how those two things coming together is going to produce the best opportunity, the best energy to give off positive vibrations. It's not about whether or not I agree with walking up the steps to get here. It's that I understand in order to get the opportunity, I need to walk up the steps. So I'm asking us to slow up, slow down, and look for understanding, not agreement. Here's why. If you're looking for like-minded and agreement, you're going to limit your growth. I say that again. And most of us are culturally conditioned to be very homogeneity and saying, just like me, just like me, we share the same ideas and values. And that is only one part of this human experience. Is the other part is walking across the street and being a sponge of life. And the amount of information that allows one to become a much more holistic identity is in the challenge of difference. And I think that is the growth model that my framework has totally personified, is the opportunity to continue to stay on the learning journey. And that is the excitement of being able to create change.
Now, I look at life in general, and much like you said, I see, you know, there are people that are very, very comfortable in their circle.
Yep.
And that's it. And they're not interested necessarily in going across the street. They're not interested in going up the steps. And then there are many who embrace that and want that and are searching for that. What do you say, or do you just do path of least resistance? What do you say to folks that circle that they just want to stay in their circle? Or do you just bypass that?
No, I acknowledge it. But as again, the researcher and the scientist in me, is all about the questions.
Yeah.
But here is what the questions bring. You have to be very mindful that a person that has that mindset and approach, they may not have even ever reflected on why they even think that way. So framing it in the how and why you do it could even come off offensive.
Yeah.
So what I've learned to do is to integrate their way of thinking in my model to invite them in for the opportunity to show them why the value of going across the street could benefit them as well.
Absolutely.
There was an article in school about K-12 education, about the good kids being affected by the bad kids and removing the bad kids from that space.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm working with K-12 teachers, coaches, administrators, I say, you know, the only problem I have with that is that when they walk outside of your school, they aren't going to be able to control and know who's good or bad.
Correct.
So my responsibility, and I think it is our responsibility, is to prepare each other for the reality of what we're going to face every day. And that is going to be different perspectives, different people, different identities, which continues to give us more opportunities to grow and learn each other better.
Our guest is Dr. Brian Chad Starks. joining us today. And I understand, and I see you have a book.
Yes, sir. This is a a little bit more than a book, if I may share. My my childhood friends have been holding me accountable and asking me, B, what's up with the book, for the last, I guess, 40 years. As you can hear, I do a lot of talking, so I've been framing my academic journey and saying I got to get a book out. And it wasn't up until 2 years ago where all those things in my head actually gave me not only the opportunity, but the courage, right? The courage to put my message in society's hands. I do a great deal of talking, but I'm usually there talking to the people that want to be in the room. But once you write a book, the universe now owns where it lands and how people are going to be able to receive it. So I feel very accomplished just getting it in print, but also very excited to see where it lands, with hopes that it creates more opportunities to get that message across much more deeply. So,
and what can we learn from your latest book?
Oh, well, the first thing you're going to learn is about the framework that I've been using. I use the framework to create this devotional guide. And this is the space where I referenced earlier that it needed to elevate past as academics and a research identity where I've been trained at the University of Delaware. But what the first thing I think you're going to learn is how to love yourself. My four constructs academically, but four concepts that I use are identity, culture, diversity, and respect. And I think we are born into this world whole, but institutions divide us. And in a space that asks us to conform, I'm asking us again to slow up, self-reflect, use self-awareness to raise your self-consciousness. And the first place you have to start is with self. So do we really love ourselves individually, or are we a product of a system that has synchronized us, that forces us to conform to what institutions of family, K through 12, religiosity, kind of forces us into being? So I want us to say, hey, as I gave Jay, and shout out to Blackwater Brandon for getting me to the space and publishing the graphics for the book and the whole nine, that I passed him a mirror. And I'm sending out mirrors when anyone that purchased the book, because I really want them to take a hard look in those mirrors to say, I'm enough. I'm enough as I am, but I'm also on a learning journey.
Very, very cool. It's Courageous Hearts.
Courageous Hearts, a 52-week devotional guide to social justice through self-development.
And that is available on your website. And folks, if you visit brianchadstarks.com, you can check out the book. You can purchase the book, order today, and let's all learn something.
Yes, let's learn something together.
Absolutely. So what's next for you?
Great question. Right now, again, a part of this learning journey is I'm an indie author, so it's self-published. So I have learned some of the speed bumps in coming with self-publishing, which I'm excited about, because the next time we'll do it better. But right now I'm trying to figure out where I can actually get this devotional guide in the hands of the people that want to create some real change. And there's a micro level approach. I have a colleague, a childhood friend, who told me to do the shameless marketing. She called it the guerrilla approach. And shouts out to Juliet Hall, another author from Bonnie Forest, Columbia, South Carolina. But she told me to go through your contacts, like your life journey and who you have phone numbers and access to. They're either going to buy the book because of the topic, they're going to buy the book because of the genre, they're going to buy the book because of you. And what I'm learning is that these relationships that you created, it's really as simple to reach back on that plateau and platform to say, support me. What I want next, I want an opportunity to come in to facilitate conversations with the book. I want to be able to do trainings and coachings, but also want to get on a platform of the much more speaking in larger spaces about the way I think about we can love each other in a different way.
This is all important and very exciting information. Again, if you visit brianchadstarks.com, you can learn much, much more. And if you own or manage a business, if you are the head of an organization and you feel that this would be important to discuss, book Dr. Starks and learn all about him. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike,
for taking some time today. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Juwanza, for facilitating this discussion, because this is fantastic. I really appreciate you. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, of course, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.